Assalamu alaikum. Hi everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Live, Love, Laugh and Grow with Fido. My name is Firdaus Ishaq. Most people call me Fido. I'm a young adult just figuring life out one day at a time. I welcome you all to join me on this journey. Let's live, love, laugh and grow together. Now with that being said, let's get on to the first topic we're going to be discussing on this journey, which is forgiveness. I chose this topic as the first because I believe it is amongst my very first stepping stones growing up. It has been playing a huge role in my life that has helped molding me into the person that I am today. In terms of difficulty, hurt, disappointment, forgiveness has given me peace and absolute tranquil feeling in the times I never imagined finding these blissful emotions when I needed them the most. Now let's look at forgiveness from the perspective of Islam, first of all. Some of the most glorified attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, He is Al-Ghafur, the most forgiven. He is Al-Ghafar, the repeatedly and oft forgiven. Allah is Al-Afu, the pardoner, the forgiver. He is Ar-Rahim, the most exceedingly merciful. There is nothing, now I repeat, there is absolutely nothing you can do wrong that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deny you of His forgiveness provided you ask for it. Now please listen very closely to these verses from the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, so as long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done. And I shall not mind. He said, again, O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, were you then to ask for forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. And then again he said, O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. Allah is most great. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is most exceeding. Like, it is immeasurable. Now, still on the perspective of Islam, on forgiveness, there is this ad-hadith where the Prophet of Allah, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Indeed, every son of Adam, male and female, will make mistake, will sin. However, the best among those that sin are those that turn to Allah in repentance. That is by acknowledging and admitting their mistakes, sincerely seeking tawbah. Now, knowing very well how imperfect we all are as humans, you are not only erred, but you err as well. You're not just wronged by others, you also wrong others, you also hurt people. How do we find it so difficult to forgive one another? Now, forgiveness to me means to let go completely of all the ill feelings of hurt, anger, pain, sadness you feel caused by the person who wronged you. Moving past the phase entirely without looking back and relieving those emotions, without resentment towards that individual. Now, forgiveness does not mean when someone slap you, you turn the other cheek. It doesn't mean opening yourself up for abuse, like making yourself vulnerable and easy target to abusive individuals. Far from it. It simply means you have forgiven whatever they have done to you, at the same time protecting yourself and taking healthy, reasonable measures that prevent such person from harming you ever again. This could be anything in regards to whatever it is you have gone through and the individual you're dealing with. I believe some people have the misconception of the notion of forgive and forget. Now, like I have said earlier, when you forgive is when you let go of all the ill feelings, all those emotions of pain, hurt, anger, sadness, resentment towards whoever it is that hurt you. And then I believe like the forgetting aspect is when you know, okay, yeah, this person had wronged me before and this is the kind of person that they are, So you take the necessary measures to protect yourself from those events reoccurring, repeating themselves once again. All of this is in regards to whatever it is you've gone through or the individual you're dealing with. Now, some people would say, I have forgiven you from the bottom of my heart. I've forgiven you. It's okay. We're all good and all that. But then once they find themselves in a situation that triggers or remind them of the event that took place, that got them to a place that they were hurt, disappointed, or sad, they relive all these emotions. Like, literally, they feel all those emotions again. Meanwhile, they said they're forgiving you. Like, and once anything that triggers a reminder happens, they go all the way back to the starting point, like all the way back to point zero, where they find themselves in that point of like complete disappointment, hurt and anger and all of that. Now, that's not forgiveness. When you forgive someone, when you forgive someone, like, forgiveness comes with peace. It comes with this absolute feeling of tranquility, like a weight has been lifted off your chest, like you're at peace, like you're free from all of that. Now, if you find yourself going back to that place where you're relieving all these emotions, don't deceive yourself. Try and free yourself from all of that. If you really mean to forgive, then you have to let go of all of those ill feelings. The forgetting aspect now, I believe, is when you try and protect yourself from reoccurring events that would make you feel all of those things. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have forgotten like all the things that happened that caused you to be in the situation of like disappointment, pain, hurt, and all of those emotions. You don't let go of that memory of like what happened, like what went down to find yourself to bring you to that point of feeling despair and whatnot. You try and protect yourself from that. That's the not forgetting aspect. Not holding on to the emotions. That's not forgetting and that's not forgiving. You let go of all those emotions. You free yourself. But then the not forgetting aspect is where you try to protect yourself from those events recurring, or like the abusive person or whoever it is you're dealing with. And then if that's not the case, then you forgive and forget entirely. Because we all make mistakes, and some people literally don't mean harm. Some people are not abusive. Some people are not looking to take advantage of you, hurt you intentionally, and all of that. Some people are simply just humans that ended up being humans, like doing what we do, making mistakes and being imperfect and all of that. Some people actually do genuinely love and care about you. So you forgive them and you forget and you move on from it. I mean, if certainly you wouldn't do it for yourself, like you wouldn't do it for the sake of that peace of mind and that tranquility and that freedom that comes with forgiveness, you certainly would want to forgive others so you are forgiven as well. Like you want to like give them a pass so when you hurt them in return you get the same treatment. There's also this hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is merciful to those who show mercy. Allah show mercy towards those who show mercy to others. If you can't do it for yourself for that peace, or you can't do it for that person, or you can't do it for yourself so that that person would forgive you in return when you hurt them, you certainly would want to do it for the sake of Allah. I mean, who doesn't want the mercy and forgiveness of Allah? Nobody. We are continuously making mistakes. Like, we are continuously committing sins, like some you know and some you aren't even aware are sins. And then Allah forgives us whenever we go to Him and we ask Him for forgiveness. I mean, if you want Allah to forgive you and show mercy towards you, you have to do the same to your fellow humans. Like, Allah shows mercy towards those who show mercy to others.
So,
yeah. With all this being said, I hope that I've shed some light on this topic with all of you, and I hope that I've convinced you to some extent that forgiveness is a very vital thing to have in life. It is a very important thing to acquire in this life, and something that we should all try and be generous with. We should all be generous with our forgiveness. So guys, let's all try and be forgiven. This is the end of this discussion on this topic, and I hope to see you next time on the next episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. Thank you very much for tuning in. See you next time. With everything I've said so far, I hope that I've shed some light on gratitude. I hope that you all take something away from this discussion, and anywhere I might have said something wrong or something that doesn't really sit well with you, I hope that you apply it in your own perspective, in your own way that works best for you. I really appreciate you all for tuning in to listen to what I have to say. I'm very grateful, and I hope to see you next time on another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. Salam. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. It's been a few weeks since our first episode. I'm back again with another refreshing topic, which is gratitude. Yeah, today we're going to be discussing gratitude. First of all, let's start by defining the term gratitude. What is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, would be said to be the act of saying thank you, the act of appreciating, expressing appreciation towards someone or to something good that's been done to an individual in return. So with everything I've said so far, I hope that I've shed some light on gratitude, and I hope that you all take something away from this discussion. Anywhere I might have said something wrong or something that doesn't really sit well with you, I hope you apply it in ways that work for you, in your own perspective. And I like to appreciate you all for tuning in to listen to what I have to say. I'm really grateful. I hope to see you next time on another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. Salam. Hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. It's been a few weeks since our first episode. I'm back again with another refreshing topic, which is gratitude. Yes, today we're going to be discussing gratitude. First of all, let's start by defining the term. What is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, would be said to be an act of saying thank you or expressing appreciation towards someone or something good that has been done to an individual in return. That brings us to the next aspect of this topic. Bottom line is, you need gratitude, really. You need gratitude in this life more than anything. You will never be able to have patience without gratitude. Gratitude comes first. And we all know how life is when you are not patient. Like, patience is something else, is a whole topic on its own. And gratitude comes first, because without you being grateful, for you to attain patience is something that would be quite tedious. I doubt if it's possible even. So if you're ungrateful, you really can't see the good in life. You can never pine. It's nice. It is a nice feeling, really. Another example is when you appreciate nature, the earth, that is our environment, it also gives back to us in fold. For instance, you pick fruits from a tree, you see a flower bloom beautifully in your home or garden or wherever, and that makes you happy, and you appreciate the essence of those things in your life, say by watering those plants, which doesn't really cost you a thing. It gives back to you some more. You get more fruits and the flowers bloom some more, beautifying your home, garden, or wherever. But in the real sense, I believe people would agree that gratitude is not just an act of saying thank you or Alhamdulillah, for instance. It goes way beyond that. It's more like an attitude, a way of thinking, a mindset, if you will. If a person is ungrateful, truth be told, you can not see the good in life. Like, you can never find peace, talk more of happiness. So stop being so gloomy, grumpy, pessimistic all the time. Stop looking at everything negatively. Stop complaining all the time. Stop being so cynical and criticizing like everything in life at all times. Be appreciative. Like, there's so much to be grateful for. There's so much to be grateful for. As humans, like, we are entitled beings. Like, we are so entitled. It's sickening, honestly. I mean, you're not better than those who aren't alive. There are some people that would give anything, just to have another day alive. But they aren't, and you are. You're not any better than them. You're not better than those that are sick with various kinds of terminal, devastating illness. Like, only God knows. Like, you aren't better than those people. You aren't better than those without shelter, food, and clothes to wear. You aren't better than your neighbor who doesn't have a car. You're not better than that classmate that wears same pair of shoe, like, all year round. Heck, you aren't better than the kid that hugs on the street and cannot afford to go to school. You are not entitled to all of these things that you have, like all the blessings that you have in this life. You aren't entitled to those things. You're just privileged. All that you are and you have today is not thanks to you. It's not because you earned it or because you are entitled to it or anything. They're all just blessings and mercy of your Lord. Now, that's the Almighty, and nothing can be compared to His mercy, love, and compassion. Absolutely nothing. But know this, wherever a person shows gratitude, wherever you portray such attitude, it will definitely come back to you in fold. An instance is, when a person does you a favor or is kind to you in any way or form, and you show appreciation, like you express your gratitude towards that person, even if it's just by smiling or your eyes beaming in some way, without even uttering the words thank you, that person perceives it, feels happy and appreciated. That makes the person want to do more for you. It makes the individual happy to help you out over and over, as far as it is within their capacity. Like, they'll do it for you because you're a person that appreciates them, that shows gratitude, and it's welcoming. So look around you and be grateful for and to your parents, for life, for your health, for your teachers, your friends, for being able to see, hear, talk, work, whatever condition you find yourself in. Just be grateful. Chances are you have it way better than so many people out there, and they have it way better than a lot of people out there, and so on and so on. Like, whatever situation you find yourself in today, just be thankful, because there's someone that has it worse than you do, and they're still surviving. Like, you have no reason, no excuse to be ungrateful as far as you're alive. Like, you're in this world, no matter how bad your life is, just know that someone has it worse and they're still striving, they're still surviving. So you need to be grateful for everything that you have in this life. Like, just being alive alone is something to be grateful for. It doesn't matter what condition it is you're in, really. You being alive is something. It has to count for something. Come on. So, let's dive into the essence of this entire episode. You know, goodness and bad things are blessings. They are all trials. And we can all agree it's no secret any longer. Every single one of us experience this thing. Good things and bad things happen to us. We do go through difficult times. And we go through happy times. And none of these things really last. It's more like a bumpy road. Like, it comes and goes. You go up the hill and down over and over again. Like, that's just the cycle of life. Like, that's just how life operates. Salam. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. It's been a few weeks since our first episode, but I'm back again with another refreshing topic, which is gratitude. Yes, today we're going to be talking about gratitude. First of all, let's start by defining the term. What is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, would be said to be an act of saying thank you or expressing appreciation towards someone or something good that's been done to an individual in return. Salam. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live, Love, Laugh, and Grow with Fido. It's been a few weeks since our first episode, but I'm back again with another refreshing topic, which is gratitude. Yes, today we're going to be talking about gratitude. First of all, let's start by defining the term. What is gratitude? Gratitude, simply put, would be said to be an act of saying thank you or expressing appreciation towards someone or something good that has been done to an individual in return. Now, in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "When your master declared, 'Even when you are the least bit grateful, I will increase you, increase you, increase you, and increase you,' I swear to it." Now, this is Allah promising us, promising you and I, to increase us in whatever it is that we wish for, whatever we desire. So far as it is beneficial to us, that it is granted that He will give it to us in multitudes, like in folds. Now, it wasn't even specified what exactly. It just says, "I will increase you." Normally, when we pray, we ask, "Oh Allah, increase me in health. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Oh Allah, increase me in wisdom. Increase me in wealth," and whatnot. But in this verse, it wasn't specified. So it literally means that He is going to increase you in whatever it is you desire, in multitudes and folds of it. And another beautiful thing about this ayah also is the fact that Allah used "I." He said, "I swear to it." Usually in the Quran, when Allah swears, the term "we" is what is often used, not "I." But "I" was used in this verse just to show us, like, the magnitude, like, the value, the essence of gratitude in our lives. So even if you show a little bit of it, a little bit of this attitude in any way or form, Allah has promised to increase you in whatever it is you desire. So in this life, the one thing I can assure you that will get you through both the happy times and the sad times, like the ups and downs of life, is gratitude. Like, gratitude plays a major role. It goes a long way for people. Like, when you understand the essence of it, like, the value of gratitude in your life is one thing you wouldn't want to do without. It's one thing you wouldn't want to jeopardize or let go of at any point. In Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "When your master declared, 'Even when you are the least bit gratitude,'" like, even when you are the least bit gratitude, like you show gratitude, even like the tiniest amount of it, I will increase you. I swear to it. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, promising us that if we should express gratitude, like even the least bit of it, like the tiniest amount of it, that He will increase us. He swears by it. And honestly, in this verse, Allah used the word "I swear by it," which is something that's very rare. Allah usually swears like using "we" rather than "I." So this is to show us like the value, like the intensity of this ayah, where Allah used the term "I" to swear. And we all know how merciful and... Just be grateful, man. Just be grateful. If you're homeless, you sleep under a bridge, and you're thankful that that bridge is there so you'll be able to sleep under it, you should be thankful. If you don't have food to eat, you don't have a healthy water to drink, and you still find some dirty, contaminated water to drink, appreciate that water, like appreciate that source, be grateful for it, and God will increase you. That that bridge you sleep under because you don't have a home, if you are ungrateful, God knows, like some development company might just come and demolish it to create something else, and you will have to leave, and you have no bridge to sleep under anymore. You don't have clean water to drink, you're drinking dirty, contaminated water, and you're not grateful. Be rest assured, something can happen and that water would go away and there would be nothing to drink from, and you would just be gone. And if you're grateful, God knows, someone might just touch someone else's heart who has more privilege than you do in life to come and provide your society with fresh and healthy water to consume from, because you're grateful. God has increased you, or say elevated you to the next stage, because you're grateful for whatever it is that you had at that point. He increases you and takes you a step up further from where you used to be. So gratitude just goes a long way. Like whatever condition you find yourself in, just be grateful and rest assured that God will bless you some more. He will increase you and He will erase your worries. And for you to appreciate life, for you to be grateful in life, you have to go through all these things, like happy times and bad times. Like it's a roller coaster, people. We all know. It's no secret. That's how life is. Like, nobody's life is perfect. Like, we are all bound to go through difficulties. So, I'm just saying, gratitude is a beautiful thing. It makes you look at life from different perspectives. It gives you peace. It brings about happiness. And, like, it brings just goodness your way, no matter how you look at it. Just appreciate Him wherever you are alive. Does you no harm, rather it just brings you more goodness, more blessings. Let's be appreciative, guys. Let's be grateful to people, our friends, our teachers, our parents, everything you can possibly think of. Now that's the Almighty, and nothing can be compared to His mercy, love, and compassion for us. Absolutely nothing. But know this, wherever a person shows gratitude, like wherever you portray such attitude, it will come back to you in folds. It will always come back to you in multitudes. An instance is when a person does you a favor or is kind to you in any way or form, and you show appreciation, like you express your gratitude towards that individual, even if it's just by smiling or your eyes beaming in a way that just expresses gratitude. Like without even uttering the words thank you, that person perceives it. That person feels happy and appreciated. That makes the person wants to do more for you. It makes that person happy to help you out over and over again, so far as it is within their capacity. If you are the kind of person that shows gratitude, that shows appreciation in any way or form, like, it makes people want to help you more. As far as it's within their capacity, they would do it for you, because it feels nice when you appreciate people, when you show gratitude. When you appreciate nature, for instance, like the earth, our environment, it gives back to us. It also gives back to us, like, in multitudes. For instance, now you pick fruits from tree, or you see a flower that has bloomed beautifully in your home or garden or wherever it is, and it makes you happy, and you appreciate the essence of that thing in your life, like the flower or the fruits that you picked up and you ate, and it's so nice and sweet. Like, if you show gratitude towards those things, like by just watering the plant or watering the flower, whatever it is, which does not cost you a thing, absolutely, like, it's just to get some water and just like spray it over a flower, or like pour it on a plant or something. Like, it doesn't literally cost you anything. It's just water, and water is free. Like, that's another thing to be grateful for. But for the sake of this example, like, water is free. It's just there. You just get it and you do that. It gives back to you. Like, you get more fruits. The flowers bloom some more, beautifying your home, your garden, or wherever it is. And it makes you happy. Like, you watering the plants and doing all of that is a form of showing gratitude. Like, it's a way of appreciating that thing by giving it something that would sustain it. So, like, you can keep appreciating it, like,